Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about prize pigs. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Sorry I had to make this video a little bit late, it's just that earlier this morning I have a lot of shit to do, so I'm gonna try to do this one, so let's see how it goes. Yes, friends, I found a bunch of stuff about women. Yes, women do some dumbass shit. At least not me. I'm actually making a song for my Ganzu OG stuff. So yeah, I'm putting it here. Hope you guys like it. If not, back to the drawing board, I guess. Well, anyways, like I said, women do some stupid shit. And I got some bullshit from Reddit. Yes, everyone's favorite shit stain. Yes, let me bring up some of those dealies. Yes, friends, this comes from Indians in Sweden. Yes, all those white people are getting culturally enriched by the Jeet. Yes, do you like turning those white streets beautiful and pristine to shit-stained fucking corridors? Well, it is what it is. Well, let's see if I could do this in Jeet voice. Let's find out.
Ooh, relationships in Europe, men, can be very exciting because they're so good-looking, tall, and charming. But also unstable and uncertain.
What do you mean uncertain? It's because these guys have options and you're a dirty ass fucking goblin bitch. And these guys rather fuck some beautiful snow bunnies, not some disgusting ass goblins. But it is what it is, right?
They are always a challenge to maintain for long term. European men are also very adverse to financially supporting you because everything is 50-50 here.
Well, nobody's gonna be spending money on a stupid ass Pajit bitch like you. Yeah, you're not a fucking that much higher on the fucking hierarchy. Yeah, you're like, well, I don't know, like a hemorrhoid maybe? Yeah, so it is what it is, bitch, so enjoy.
The reason being, when a man is attractive, he wants equality in everything and won't chase you nor feel the need to financially support you.
Yeah, you're nothing but a fucking dirty little Pajit bitch. You're not that fucking very useful or fucking valuable in my opinion, but yeah, the worm went whole, it doesn't matter, right? But geez, it's like sticking your dick inside the Ganges River. I think you're gonna get some kind of fucked up disease from that fucking thing, but hey man, the thirst is real, right? Anyways, enjoy!
There's always a challenge to keep him interested because they have options too.
Well, no shit, they're white and good looking. You look like shit, so enjoy.
I always suggest Indian girls who come here to study or work to date a European man for the thrill of and experience in their 20s.
Yes, even Jeets get a fucking itch in their pussy. Yeah, well, maybe if you take a shower, you won't have an itchy pussy. Just a suggestion, but whatever, let's continue.
It opened up a new dimension.
Yes, and this is where Shiva lives, right? Between your fucking legs, you disgusting ass whore, but whatever.
It increases your confidence because you suddenly feel desirable and proud in your ability to attract such a good-looking and tall man you could only dream about in India.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. Yeah, all the people you fuck are fucking Jeets. You're gonna get fucked by Dalsum. But hell, maybe his dick fucking stretches, huh? Yeah. It goes, yoga penis. fucking Indians, man. They're fucking the world's fucking worst creatures. But fuck, we got them here. Yeah, it's funny that we fucking in this fucking world and we have all these fucking creatures and ghouls and goblins. And they kind of look human. Yeah, you would think they have like a different skin color. Oh, yeah. Brown. Same color as shit.
Oh, Ganzu, aren't you brown?
Not that brown, so fuck you. Anyways, let's continue.
But in the end, it is better to marry a stable, loyal, supportive Indian man after having your fun.
Yes, the fucking Pajit is gonna be sucking all the fucking Aryan semen out of your fucking Jeep pussy. Oh, I'm sure he's gonna love that fucking tasty ass meal, right? Well, they do eat shit and piss from cows, so what's another fucking cow, right? Same difference, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Indian men here don't have options.
Oh, so you take advantage of those poor bastards, huh? Fuck, those stupid assholes get the short end of the stick. Well, it sucks to be a fucking Indian dude, right? Anyways, where was I? Ah, it says it here.
Don't have options here in the dating world. Their only option is usually marriage. So they stay loyal and supportive.
Yes, after you get your back blown out by all these fucking white dudes, huh? Yeah. And are also willing to support you financially and being the primary breadwinner. Yes, are you going to be paying for this bitch to get fucked by other dudes? And now she's going to be the perfect little housewife. Yes, hopefully you like eating that kind of shit. Well, anyways, that's what you do, so enjoy.
They will pursue you and do everything you say.
Simp, whatever.
If you want marriage upfront, they will agree easily rather than dating you years like European men do.
Well, you gotta make sure that you're not fucking some disgusting ass bitch. Case in point, right?
Sure, they are not as desirable as European men. You won't feel the same physical chemistry with them, but you have gotten it out of your system.
Yeah, by getting fucked by a bunch of white dick, right? Whatever.
And have beautiful intimate memories with them you can live with and not feel you missed out on anything. Just some advice from a sister.
Yes, advice from a fucking jeet. Yes, you gonna take this bitch's advice? You're fucking stupid. But it is what it is, right? Yes, friends, I got another fucking Reddit bullshit of a bitch that thought she got Jewed out of her fucking loving marriage. So let's deal with that bullshit. Right, friends? So fucking dumb, the shit that women think. It says,
I am not attracted to my husband. I feel like he tricked me.
Oh, yes. You trick these fucking bitches. Yeah, you marry them, and then they say,
oh, I'm not happy.
And that's when they start fucking niggers. Do you want that for yourself? No, huh? Well, maybe you shouldn't get married. Just a thought, but whatever. Let's continue.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to get this off my chest.
Yeah, but you have a small chest. But whatever, let's continue.
My husband is a slob.
But you still married him, so enjoy.
And I am feeling resentful because he wasn't always like this.
Really? You don't say.
When he first pursued me, he was sloppy.
Oh, so he was a slob. Well, let's see what she says.
Like bending over with his ass crack out sloppy.
So what, is there a nice way to fucking show your ass crack? Yeah, you're not supposed to show ass crack, you know? They do say that crack kills, but whatever, right?
Sweat stains and holes in draw sloppy.
Oh, so he has underwear holes. Well, maybe he's just poor. Yeah, I got some underwear fucking holes. I like them because they're nice and comfortable. Maybe that's the type of underwear that he has. He has those broken in underwears. Yeah, don't you have fucking like dildos like that too? That you've been using so many times that they're already nice and broken in? Whatever, let's continue.
And this caused me not to take him seriously.
But let me guess, you found out he had a big ass fucking dick. I guess he sighed through his fucking underwear that had all those holes, so that's what lured you in, huh? Whatever, anyways.
I stepped back and had hesitation.
Well, you married him, so you didn't hesitate that much, did ya? Anyways.
However, he got himself together, started dressing in trendy clothing, and losing weight.
Huh? So he started to level up. Ooh. You see, friends, take notes. If you want to fucking get stuff in life, you work at it and eventually you will get it. So, yeah, take it from this fucking slob. You put in the effort and you will get your dreams come true. Eventually, just don't lose heart. But whatever, let's continue.
He worked out twice a day and would go to the gym.
Gee, that's an oxymoron, right? Whatever.
He even started wearing cologne when around me. He even did skincare and cleaned himself up.
Yes, all this fucking shit just to get the fucking prize pig. And yes, was this a fucking prize? Do you think so? No, she's writing bullshit about you, right? But whatever, let's continue.
I appreciated the change and my affection grew.
Yeah, I'm sure his penis grew too, huh? Anyways.
He is naturally a handsome man after it only takes effort for a man like him to look good. Skip forward 2 years in our marriage and he's gross again.
Well, yeah, he already got the cow, so why is he gonna put the effort, right? Duh.
I feel so horrible feeling this way, but the man doesn't even try.
Like I said, why put the effort? You already got your ass. Duh.
When I try to suggest clothing at least matches, he's almost resentful.
Yes, you dumb bitch. You make him put work that he doesn't need to. So yeah, this is what you wanted, so you got what you deserve. Enjoy.
Performing gender as
it's
a daily
so stupid,
task,
friends, that you go through all these stupid hoops just to get these females, and then you finally get them, and they don't appreciate the things you do for them. What are you going to do, friends? Oh, I got an idea. You could go your own way, and then tell these bitches deuces. It's just a suggestion, but you do you. Yes, friends, the world is falling apart. These things you got to do to improve yourself, and you try to get these women, but no. They always do this stupid shit, and then they break your heart, and it makes you cold and dead inside. Now you wonder why I call myself a dark lich. Yes, there's so many times you get stabbed in the heart before it just withers and dies. Well, mine is not dead. I just got it in suspended animation because what's the point of being human if you're fighting all these soulless creatures, right? Yes, friends, these monsters are here just to fuck you over, but don't let them. Yes, he's gotta be strong and powerful, so like that we could finally take this world back and we could go to the promised land. It's gonna be awesome. So you be strong, friends. Don't let these ass clowns get the better of you. I'm here with you. So you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye, friends.
You are not old enough to be smoking that. What? I'm gonna tell your mom.
Tell my mom, pussy.
You can't say that word. Can you put your mom on the phone? I have to have a word with her.
Fuck you.
Do you say the N-word?
Zip up your shirt. Nobody wants to see your titties.
Okay, sorry.
Good girl.